This program was paid for by Water of Life Church. From Water of Life Ministries in Plano, Texas, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is speaking through his servants to the world. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying today. Let us join Doyle Davidson and others of Water of Life, sowing the Word of God in spirit and in truth.
Hello, Doyle Davidson, servant apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to minister to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel is power. In Galatians chapter 3, Paul writing to the Galatians, he was correcting them. He said, someone had led them astray with an evil eye. An evil eye, because they started out with the gospel, went back under the law. He said, he that ministers the Spirit to you, doth he do it by the works of the law or the hearing of faith? Does he say, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, and cast out devils? No, you dumb people. Amen. He does it by ministering the faith. The word of faith. Thank God. Word of faith. You find in Romans 10, 8. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth, in thy heart. That is the word of faith that we preach. You will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Believe in your heart, he raised you from the dead. Raise you and me from the dead. You shall be saved. But with the mouth, believe it, pardon me, with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Salvation, get it? That's the gospel. Just preach the gospel. Moscow, India, Beijing, Hong Kong, thank God, and South America, and Israel. To the Jews. Thank you. Amen. Well, that's my commission on the 17th of April, of February. We'll get it. Of January. I will have been speaking boldly from this pulpit for 4 years to the world on live stream. That's only, what, a week away. Thank God. Amen. I'm grateful what God's done in my life and in America. And in America, thank God. Amen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is a substance, it's a confidence of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Thank God. 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. You must come to God, believing that he is God, that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Thank God. The war is great. The victory is sweet. Amen. That's all I've got to say to you. Amen. Back in the 1970s, actually, it'll be 40 years in June since I first moved into the charismatic movement. There I met every kind of denominational preacher. Every kind. Now listen to them. I didn't necessarily shake their hands. Amen. But in June of 1971, God sent me to Hollywood, Florida. And there I met a man named Derek Prince. He's a graduate of Eton College in England and Cambridge I think, I don't know if he graduated or not, from Cambridge. They did work there. And, you know, he seemed to be a rather down-to-earth person, a man with a keen intellect, and, like, you might talk to him. You see, I had 236 hours at the university level in 6 years when I met Derek Prince. When I first heard of him, through my sister and brother-in-law, I heard what they said. I said, well, heck with them. We kicked the British out of here once. We don't need somebody from Britain, from England, come here and read fifth grade for us. But I thought maybe I was wrong. So the day came where God sent me to Florida, and I had time. Well, he knew that I was moving there, and I was invited to his office. At night, they were building it, really. So I went. I'd met him a couple other times. He knew about me. And I went there at night. And I said, I thought this man is a Bible teacher. He's a spiritual man. He'll be able to tell you something. And so I went up to him and I said, could you tell me some things about how to study the Bible? Well, I've been to college. I want to say, you dumbass, I've got more hours than you do. That's the way this Southwest Missouri farm boy thought and thinks. Get it straight. Don't try to impress me with what you've got. I might have more. Besides, where's humility? So I just jotted that down in the jotted down locker. I thought, I'll remember this. Who do you think you're talking to? I don't care if you've been to Cambridge, Eton. I don't care. I've worked with people that have been to Ivy League, Big Eight, Southeast Conference, Southwest Conference, Pacific League, whatever they call them. I didn't give a hoot where you've been to college. Well, I want to know, when you went to college, did you learn a damn thing? Hear me? Amen. I don't care if you've been to a seminary. That doesn't bother me. I don't care where you've been. Dadgummit, can you read? Or are you a deceiver? Well, I got to know Derek Prince real well. I was invited to his house on any Thursday afternoon that he was in town without even calling. Just go. I knew his wife, Lydia, and Johanna was his adopted daughters, and Magda, thank God. And I knew his son-in-law and his wife, Anna, you know. I knew these people. They were just people like me. Good Lord. You think I'm impressed that you've been to school? Well, my God, I started out in a one-room schoolhouse. But I knew how to read before I went there. Amen. So, Derek Prince acted as though he believed every word of the Bible. I thought, you got to be kidding. You believe every word of this book? You believe every word of this Bible, and you've been to Eton College, where they wore tucks or tails to eat. Big deal. Have you been to Cambridge? And you believe every word of this Bible? Well, I've never met a man like you. I've never known a man like you. But I was not intimidated. You see, I knew quite a bit about the Bible, but I acknowledged I didn't believe a word of it. So, I got to know him well. I'd have lunch with him, have dinner with him. And it wasn't long after I sat down to eat with him and talked to him, I thought, you son of a gun, you don't believe this Bible. You don't believe this Bible. I believe more in this Bible than you do. Amen. So I wasn't impressed. I thought, well, how could you stand up and act like you believe the Holy Book when I talk to you? I find out you don't. Amen. Say, how'd you find that out? Well, one of the key days came when he and I went to lunch. His invitation. And he needed some money to close a house that he had signed a contract on, Sunrise Key, Fort Lauderdale. Amen. You know, there was a day I might have helped him. No. There's a day I could have written him a check big enough to make him happy. But that day, it just so happened I didn't have much money. Everything I had was tied up in land, some horses, and I guess that was about it that time. And he said to her, and he said, you know, I need so much money, I can't even tell you how much money I need. And I thought, well, you son of a gun, you. You're trying to manipulate me. I've been a lot like you. And if you do it, I could write you a check for more than $300 or $400. That wouldn't do you much good. That was the day I knew he had a real problem believing God. You know that? Well, I never told him about that. I thought, real cool. Then one day, God told me I had a curse on my life. So I went up to his house on a Thursday afternoon. Rang the doorbell. Come in. He and Eddie were there. And wanted to know how we were doing. Said, fine. But God told me I had a curse on my life. You got a what? But God told me I had a curse on my life. A curse? Yeah. No. You couldn't. You couldn't have. Why? You couldn't have a curse. Why? Because I had too much education. Like the dumbbell at Raymond. Hagen Jr. said there might be demons, people in Africa, but not in America. We had too much education. Look, stupid, your demons are demons of education. Amen. So, I said, well, God is telling me. I do. So, that just couldn't be, Lord. Well, Derek, God is telling me I have a curse in my life. Well, that just can't be. I said, well, I think I must go. I went there for help, and I wasn't about to get it. And I got to the door, and he was gracious, he always was. Came to the door, and pulled the door open. Lenny said, Derek, I think there's something here. I think there's something here. And I said, I know there is. God delivered me from that curse right in front of me. And there. And I said to myself, what the hell do I need with you? You've been to Eton and Cambridge, and I've been to the University of Bow. That's Missouri. The oldest university west of the Mississippi River. And guess what those people that were raised in Missouri grew up hearing? We were the show me state. Not the mouth with an open sepulcher. Show me. If you believe the Bible, show me. It's on a license plate. Then we got a bunch of ethnics moved in, labor unions or somebody, and they took it off. Well, they didn't take it out of my heart. I'm still one of the show me boys. Huh? Ain't like that. Thank God. Well, by now, I'm pretty sure I don't need Derek Prince. After all, he didn't tell me to sell everything I had. Amen. And he had supplied my needs, and he had taught me a thing about the Bible. So I was always pretty confident. You can read my wife, she really deceived me. But I didn't condemn her. And she published some things on my Facebook that was written in my annual, 49, when I graduated high school in Memphis. She told me after the work, she said, well, I asked you. I said, oh, yes, ma'am. It's okay. No problem. I always had confidence. That confidence was God in me. That was God in me. I was a prophet and didn't know it. And didn't know it. Had no idea. Made my sisters angry. Oh, my sisters, they just thought at times Doyle was just obnoxious. Probably was to them. You know why? Because they couldn't control me. They couldn't control me. I just laugh at them, smile at them. Go jump on a horse, bareback, ride off, down the road. Why'd you put a saddle on? Didn't have time. Well, your sisters are after you. You got to get on something that can get you away quick. Amen. So, I could ride bareback as well as I could with a saddle. And it didn't take me long to put a bridle on one of them. Always had a horse when I was a kid. 2 years old. Thank God. Amen. So, I just had a lot of fun running away. Amen. So, one day, I started hearing Derek Prince say, we're are all the Elijahs. Now, folks, this is about under the heading, faith equips us to reign. Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing the word of God. When Derek Prince will say, where are the Elijahs? Where are all the Elijahs? Elijah? No, that he was dead. As far as I know, he didn't go to hell. He wasn't raised again. Where are the Elijahs? Bunch of you charismatics. You listen to those dumb spirits and those the mouth of those preachers. Where are the Elijahs? Well, most of you said, where's Moses? So then in the 1990s, I guess it was, I met this woman. And Ralph Edge is the one that got me into this. And she was in charge of 770 Radio. She called her, and she said she had the ministry of Elijah. I said, you do? His ministry's dead. That's why I thought his ministry's dead. What are you doing with his ministry? Then she's a flatterer. She's a Baptist woman, charismatic Baptist, and she loved to flatter. A lot of you Baptist women do, because that's how you get along. A lot of you Baptist men do. I don't want to pull off this place. So she comes to my office, and she say, when I wonder what God is saying, I come see Doyle Davidson. I thought, Doyle Davidson is not speaking. He only speaks when God tells him to. And right now, lady, he's not telling me to say one thing. Ministry of Elijah. Well, Elijah is not up in heaven sitting at the right hand of God making intercession for me, but Jesus of Nazareth is. Jesus of Nazareth is. Thank God. Jesus of Nazareth is. 11th chapter of Matthew. Kathy D. read this last night about the, well, in Malachi and Matthew, Malachi 4 and Matthew 11. Now, God said he sent to John the Baptist, the spirit of Elijah and John the Baptist. And Jesus acknowledged this. He turned the hearts of the fathers to the children, children to the fathers. If not, if he didn't come, he smite the earth with a curse. Now, we got a real mess in this country, in the world, because the hearts of the fathers not turned to the children, but the hearts of the mothers rule the children. Rule the children. Amen. Thank God. If they don't do it openly, they do it subtly. Amen. So we got this thing going on out in the Tucson. And America is just full of demons. But every nation is. And all these politicians are full of the devil. Well, the devil. Now, that really brings my fat bell in. Amen. But this silly 22-year-old kid, who, according to the press, had a tent, a table, and a skull set up in his backyard. I think even some of the press got a picture of that. Now, any dad, any mother, had a child doing that, if they had a grain of brains, they'd have said, what is wrong with our son? How come he's so flaky? Unless they had one in their bedroom. Oh, folks, you better be looking in the mirror when you got a loony kid. When you got a kid that you can't do anything with, you better go shave in the bright sunlight and say, what the heck is wrong with me? Not the kid. The kid's problem is you. Thank God. So, my sister is 3.5 years younger than me. And she married a guy that thinks he's real cool. He thinks he is really, he's a suave dude. Oh, he thinks. And he was raised Methodist. And he's a glad hander, handshaker. Very smooth, very nice. Clean cut, nice looking. Well dressed. And wouldn't raise his voice against you at all. No, not at all. And he and my younger sister worked their way up to where they are directors of Derek French Misery You missed it. Derek French Ministries Israel. Now that's right up where Derek was. That's Apple of Derek's eyes. So, yesterday, I talked to Betty 3 or 4 weeks ago, called her, and she was happy. She said, Doyle, thank you for calling me. Well, I will be God. But yesterday, I sent her an email. About 30, 40 minutes before she answered me, I told Kathy, I said, I'm overcoming Jezebel. I'm overcoming the Jezebel. And the Jezebel happens to be with the Jacksons. And she sat right there and watched me break through, right?
That's right.
You bet. I knew I'd overcome. About 30 minutes, I got this email. And when I looked at it, I knew it was a spirit with Derek Prince. That's where they're about. That man, the spirit with him, raised him up. Raised up his ministry. Got a bunch of people bound, blind, dumb. Saved. Weak. No guts. No faith. No God. And so when I got the email, I read it. Well, I knew the spirit of it. See, I know these spirits. I know you and your spirits. So don't mess with me. And I responded. It took oh, several hours. And she responded. But I could tell it was a subtle spirit. I just laughed. But I want to tell you something. She's my sister. She is my earthly sister. And I will deliver her from that wicked discipleship Catholic spirit that operated through Derek Prince and all the rest of you pseudo intellectuals. You got it? And this Southwest Missouri farm boy doesn't give a damn where you've been to school or who you think you might be. You say, you need to take an anger management course. How come you're so damn mad? I wonder. You have anything you'd like to say?
No.
Except shut up, Nora.
No.
Why don't we worship God? Bring the Water of Life boys up here, and let's give the devil fits. Punish some people, some heathen. Bind some kings. In chains. Nobles, betters of iron. Thank you.
We are able to go and take country.
Oh, Thank you.
individuals some meetings in Tulsa at the Southern Hills Marriott in February, or starting in February or March. And we'll still be going to Muskogee. We'll be alternating. We'll probably do one in Muskogee and one in Tulsa each month. You can come. You're welcome. But get ready, folks. I never did sit still. God bless you. See you tomorrow night.
We invite you to visit Water of Light Church at 1621 18th Street in Plano, Texas. Or for further information, call area code 972-578-8082. That's 972-578-8082. Or write Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. That's Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. This program was paid for by Water of Life Church.